Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 201, New Every Morning. I want you to hear these words. Let them settle slowly. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Lamentations 3, verses 22 and 23. Now, I need you to understand where those words came from, because they were not written in a quiet room on a peaceful day with a light heart. Jeremiah wrote Lamentations sitting in the middle of rubble. Jerusalem had been destroyed. The temple burned to the ground. The people taken into captivity. He was there with the smell of ash in the air, with a heart that had been shattered, and it was right there in the middle of all of it that he found this truth, not in spite of the suffering, inside it, and that changes everything. Because if this declaration came from someone comfortable, someone who had never known real loss. You might say, well, of course, it's easy to say that. But Jeremiah was at the bottom. And even there, he lifted his voice and proclaimed, his mercies never come to an end. They did not run out yesterday. They will not run out today. God's love does not depend on your circumstances to remain real. It does not grow when things are going well and shrink when you fall. It simply does not cease. And then comes this phrase that needs to stop you. New every morning. Not once a year. Not when you have earned them. Not after a good week or a perfect prayer. Every morning, like the dew that covers a field at dawn. You did not ask for it. You did not work for it. It is simply there when the day begins. God's mercies arrive fresh on this exact day. This morning, the one you are living right now. And the greatest proof of that faithfulness has a name, Jesus Christ. He did not merely promise eternal love. He demonstrated it. At the cross, where there was nothing easy, where there was only total unreserved giving, and in the resurrection, where he confirmed that this love is stronger than anything that tries to bury your hope, the same yesterday, today, and forever. That is what the verse means when it says, great is your faithfulness. That faithfulness has a face. It has scars on its hands. So let me say this to you plainly. You do not wake up this morning needing to convince God to love you. That is not how this works. Mercy is not a reward you earn through effort or merit. It is a gift. It is grace. You open your eyes today before a Father who already decided to be faithful to you. Before you said a single word. Before the sun came up. Before anything. So do this. Before breakfast, before you reach for your phone, before the first demand of the day, open your mouth and say out loud, just one thing, only one, something you are grateful to God for today. It can be simple, it can be small, it can be the bare fact that you are breathing, but say it out loud. Let gratitude be the very first word of your morning. Not because you need to prove something, but because the mercy has already arrived, and it deserves to be received with an open heart. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.